Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hello, I'm Rachel Roberts.
And I'm Megan Segura.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Nicole, give us the news.
All right, so I kind of have some happy news. Jill Zarin confirmed she's dating after the death of her husband, Bobby Zarin.
Does that make you happy, Rachel? I will say.
She's moving on. I think that's beautiful.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sad in general. But this part, because I read the article and that she said this is what Bobby wanted for me.
Right.
And you know, so many couples, they say when they do have a long illness that they'll have those conversations. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay about it now. It was hard for me at first. I don't like change. I don't like to think of Jill as someone besides Bobby.
I know.
But it's what he wanted.
And that's beautiful. I mean, she also told Extra, I ask everyone who I've introduced him to if he would have approved. Bobby would have approved. And they all say Bobby would have approved. So I feel like that's... No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful?
Yeah. It is beautiful. I'm into it. Well, if Bobby approved,
yeah,
then like, what do we have to say about it?
Okay, so former Southern Charm cast member Landon Clements actually speaks out positively about Catherine Dennis's journey on social media.
I am shocked. So she said, "It's been a long road, Katie. Happy for your happiness." Which, okay, that's positive, much more positive than, you know, before. Mm-hmm. Is it what I want from Landon? No, I want a Cameron, I'm crying, I'm sorry for what I did moment.
Brings up the question, is a social media apology a real apology?
I think that's on the same level of a housewife's apology.
Oh. That's true.
I'm sorry if you feel that way.
I'm sorry if...
What was it this season on Roni when they were like, just say I'm sorry. No buts. Nothing else.
Ramona.
Anything else?
Yeah. Vanderpump Rules, Top Chef, Project Runway, and Real Housewives of New Jersey have some of the best TV episodes of the century, according to The Ringer. So
the century.
Century. So it's basically iconic.
Whoa.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some of the episodes?
Okay. I want to see if I agree. What Vanderpump Rules episode is it?
It's the bitch slap.
Yes! I agree wholeheartedly.
Backhanded bitch slap.
Oh, so good.
About our business. I love how...
You know what? I really definitely care about my supposed one of my best friends...
Why are you calling
me
out?
...banging my ex-boyfriend during the time that he's... Shut the f*** up! You are a liar! You are a liar! No one believes you.
You are a dirty f***ing whore.
You are disgusting. Get the out of here.
Walk away right now, little girl.
Get the stop. What's that? You what the
I just can't believe she really slapped her like that.
I remember when I interviewed for the job with the HR person, this job, she said, oh, we do this thing, show and tell. For instance, last week we just previewed the Stassi slapping... The Stassi backhanding Kristen Doty moment. And I was like, this is the place for me. That is a meeting I need to be in.
Yes.
Iconic. I also just have such a vivid memory of Jax casually leaning on that pole being like,
yes, yes, we slept together.
Yes.
No remorse. No remorse at all.
Who says that? Who's like, oh, Shannon Bedore. She's like, no remorse, Vicky.
No remorse, Vicky. That is such a good episode. Season two?
Yeah.
And because that was the culmination, too, of like all season, Kristen just being like, ew, I would never sleep with Jax. Gross. I can't believe people would say that.
You know what that's called? Gaslighting.
Yeah. She gaslit Stassi the whole season.
The lies.
The lies. Oh, that was such a good episode. Go
what
on.
What episode of Jersey did they?
It was the season 8 finale, Margaret's Studio 54 birthday party.
What? I mean, you had... You're a slob. You're such a slob.
You're such a slob. I can't even speak to you.
Yeah, that was a good part, but that's not the Jersey moment I would choose to call...
Right, and it's too...
Best of the century.
Of the century, so... Definitely the table flip would be in there.
Is it possible the writer of this article just started watching Real Housewives of New Jersey?
For sure, because the table flip is like the most iconic moment ever. Everyone, people who don't even watch know about the
table
flip.
Even if you think the table flip is overrated, I mean, I can't imagine who that person is, but even if you thought that, you still have Don't Call Me Honey.
Right.
Yes.
Teresa pushing Andy. There's that was, so many.
That was the hair being pulled.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the hair being pulled.
Yeah.
So many more iconic moments.
Yes.
It's a newcomer.
It's shocking.
A newbie.
Yeah. But this makes me think, what would be my favorite episode of the century on Bravo?
I am waffling between three.
Okay.
Scary Island from Real Housewives of New York.
That's, I think, maybe my favorite because I literally say Satchels of Gold 8,000 times in my life.
No one understands what you're talking about. They really don't.
Okay.
Please just stop.
Okay, Satchels of Gold. What?
No one understands what you're talking about.
Really?
And then I have two different ones from Beverly Hills. The season one finale.
Oh!
He stole my goddamn house!
Oh, no, no, no. I'm thinking of season two finale? When Camille goes to the Tonys or Emmys?
No, that's season one finale also.
You stole your goddamn house and Camille.
Yeah, and...
Right now, stop it. You are a liar and sick and an alcoholic.
Stop it. Stop.
Okay? You are an alcoholic. Yes, that's right. That's right. I've said it now and everybody knows.
That broke my heart.
But that's what I mean. Like, that episode, that was such a transformative episode. Yeah. Because it's like, oh, we're going into... Whole new territory. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some real stuff.
It changed, I think, what Housewives was.
Yeah. But then also Dinner Party from Hell.
Obviously.
Alison Dubois.
So good.
He will never emotionally fulfill you. Ever. Know that.
So, yeah.
I was going to say Satchels of Gold for sure. Because that isn't even like the main Scary Island episode. It's like the first of like three parts.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Close Your Legs to Married Men, though.
Ooh, that line is iconic.
So good. There's so many. Yeah. I mean, how do you choose?
We'd be here all day.
Right? Seriously. That would become a new podcast. So tweet us your favorite Bravo episode of the century, which is just basically of all time, because we want to know. Do you agree with us?
Okay, so more news. Flipping Out is back for season 11. Yay!
Yay!
I'm very excited. I love this show so much.
I was hanging out with my dad this weekend in Cleveland, and he was like, is that show with the gay guy who flips houses coming back? Because I love that show. And I was like, don't worry, Dad. It is. I didn't say that
because it wasn't official,
but it's coming back.
And did you guys know Lala makes an appearance? And it premieres on Tuesday, September 11th at 10 p.m.
And we have the super deets to that in the description.
Great. And that's all the news I have for you.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. There's one more thing. One of our colleagues, Laura Rosenfeld, was at the Below Deck Mediterranean reunion yesterday.
Right.
We got a lot of tea, but she left us a message.
Here that is.
Hey, this is Laura Rosenfeld, associate editor of The Daily Dish. The Below Deck Mediterranean Season 3 reunion just wrapped, and oh my god, you guys. I mean, I was super excited going into the reunion, but even I couldn't imagine just how juicy this reunion was going to be. First, I just need to start off by telling you about the amazing looks that the Below Deck Med cast had at the reunion. We're used to seeing them in those red Talisman Mighton uniforms. But you guys, this cast is stunning. Just to give you an idea of some of the looks you can expect at the reunion, Brigitte Bardot and Jennifer Lopez were a couple of the style icons that served as inspiration for the looks, so you're definitely going to want to tune in to see them. But there was a moment between Captain Sandy and like that I could never have imagined. It was super uncomfortable. Captain Sandy, I've never seen Captain Sandy so stern and nautical pun totally intended there, or ever seen her so open with her disapproval of a crew member as I did when she confronted about his relationship with this season, his work this season, her not being very satisfied with his work this season. So that was definitely one of the most memorable moments of the reunion. And of course, the Joao Brooke Casey love triangle was discussed, and boy, was it discussed. There is so much stuff that you guys don't know that happened during the season and after and now, like among Joao Brooke and Casey, that when I heard it during the reunion, it literally made my jaw drop. That's how crazy this reunion was. And of course, there's more about Conrad and Hannah's romance, Conrad and Joao's conflict, Hannah and Joao's drama. There are some surprising resolutions that you're just not gonna believe. Oh, and there was even a walk-off. I almost forgot. There was a walk-off, people. That is how crazy this Below Deck Med reunion was. I mean, if that's not enough for you all, I don't know what is. But this was a Below Deck Med reunion for the books, and dare I say it, a Bravo reunion for the books. I'm never going to forget it, and I'm sure you won't either.
Sounds amazing.
I'm excited. Because I want to know if Joao and Brooke are leaving a couple.
Especially because we were Twitter-pated after Joao came into the office, and I want to know... Were we jaxed, basically?
Mm-hmm. Is he jaxing himself?
I don't know.
I love the use of his name as a verb. Jaxing.
I caught him jaxing off.
Ah, but
you didn't have to go there.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Okay, guys. So I didn't tell you this. I was kind of holding it in secret.
What?
But we have a special message.
From who?
Tom Tom.
Wait, what?
Actual Tom Tom?
Actual Tom Tom.
Do you want to hear it? Sandoval? Yes, play it now. All right. Tom Tom? What's happening?
We got it right here.
Hey, Megan and Rachel from the Daily Dish podcast.
We're the Toms.
And you are at Tom Tom right now for the soft opening.
Live on Santa Monica Boulevard, 2 days away from the grand opening.
We are in the back garden right now, just enjoying some lovely cocktails and the scenery. And
it's the new hotness.
Yeah.
It's essential, and I can't wait for the world to see it.
Yes. And we hope to see you soon.
Yeah, why aren't you guys here? I'm not happy about this. I miss you guys. And I love you guys. And Schwartz, by the way.
Aw, Schwartz loves us.
I think I got butterflies listening to that. That's amazing.
I mean, Tom Sandoval, like, thank you. But Schwartz,
he's like, why aren't you guys here? Well, we wish we were there.
Right. If you want to talk to our managers and be like, why weren't Rachel and Megan flown out for this auspicious occasion?
I'm sorry, just Rachel and Megan?
Oh, and Nicole.
Right.
Sorry.
I brought this, okay?
Whoa! Sorry, Nicole. Yeah.
You'll come with us, and thanks. We'll have a clockwork pink. That is the name of a drink. I love the menu.
Instead of orange.
Yep.
They went another way.
Yep. And there's jalapeno in it.
Ooh, spicy.
You would love it.
That's why you remember. thank you so much, Tom Tom.
May Tom Tom... flourish.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm still jealous I didn't get to go.
So Alice Dubin, our food editor, actually let us know how the entire experience was because she was at the opening. There, live in the flesh.
I'm so jealous. I saw on her Instagram that she got a picture with Tom Tom, which must have been when she got the message.
Yes. Exclusive.
Hey, Megan and Rachel. Hey, Daily Dish Podcast. This is Alice, Bravo's food editor in LA, and I am very excited to tell you guys that it is opening week for Tom Tom, and I got to go in and check it out. So I have actually witnessed the magic that has been long in the pipeline, got to check it out for myself, and I have to tell you guys, I was actually totally blown away. So much has been made about, you know, the cocktail menu in development, and we knew that was going to be really exciting, but I didn't really know what to expect from the food, given, you know, the emphasis on the cocktails. I have to tell you guys, it was like truly spectacular, really memorably good food. So I'm a vegetarian and I didn't know, you know, if I'd get to taste a lot of the specialties because I often, you know, kind of miss out on some of venues' specialties of the house if they are not vegetarian. But Tom Tom actually has like over 2/3 of its menu is vegetarian options, which is really cool. And of course makes sense, you know, in West Hollywood where everyone has some kind of dietary restriction or preference. So there were just like incredible family style dishes to choose from. For me, the total highlight food wise was the very first dish that came out. So I don't love cauliflower, let me just say that. But this was like Tom Tom's take on buffalo wings. So it was like spicy cauliflower, beer battered, tempura style, brown sugar citrus glaze, sesame, scallions, served family style in this big, beautiful, oversized dish. Really incredible. And I would say if you are going to go to Tom Tom and have one dish, make it that. Another favorite for me for sure was the Impossible Burger. So I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's like a very buzzy brand of vegan burger patty, and it's like supposed to really resemble the characteristics of meat in all kinds of ways. And Tom Tom's version was just spectacular, honestly. Very California style, you know, avocado, radicchio slaw, crispy jalapeno, vegan jalapeno aioli, caramelized onions. Oh, so, so good. So those were my two highlights for sure. Now, as far as the drinks, okay, so as you might expect, the drinks are gorgeous, very Instagram friendly, you know, beautiful, colorful, served in cut crystal glasses with really fancy garnishes. Just like definitely the thing that you want to have in your Instagram feed for a night out at Tom Tom. So for me, I think the two highlights were a drink called Madame Butterfly. It's a purple drink in a cut crystal glass made with vodka, fresh lemon, champagne, and then topped with an edible flower that resembled butterfly wings. So it was just stunning to look at and just really delicious. And then also I had to try an absinthe drink that the Toms had told me was one of their standouts. So that one was called To Lose Your Mind, although they had originally come up with different names for it before it ended up in the menu. Fun fact, they were gonna call it Simon Phoenix or maybe the Radiant Child, but now it's To Lose Your Mind, and it's absinthe, fresh lemon, pineapple, habanero crystals, spicy, just beautiful, delicious. Oh, and topped with like a mini red rose garnish. So just super pretty and good and spicy going down. So what I would say is Tom Tom is honestly exceeded my expectations. Amazing ambiance, beautiful decor, you know, great views of West Hollywood outside and then inside, really cool decor details like the already famous bar backdrop made of clock mechanisms that move. So just all around very much going to be the hot spot that we all kind of imagined it would be. Definitely got to check it out when you're in West Hollywood. That is my report from Tom Tom. I will be back. Loved it. Anyway, thanks for having me on, Megan and Rachel. Talk to you soon. Bye. Bye.
So we had the finale, Real Housewives of Potomac. Did Karen answer the door?
No, she did not.
No, she did not. There was a purse on the table. Whose purse it was, unclear.
Could have been the realtors.
Could have been the realtors. Could have been production. Who knows?
Who knows?
But so it's still very unclear. She said she didn't get the pizza, although that might be cleared up at the reunion. BT dubs. But so when Ashley and Robin came in earlier this year, we of course asked them about this pizza delivery moment, and they had this to say about it.
So a little birdie told me that Karen does not live at her house in Great Falls. If she couldn't afford to pay her mortgage for the house in Potomac, how could she afford a $10,000 rent for this beautiful McMansion in Great Falls? It just wasn't adding up. So Michael said, well, why don't you find out? And I was like, huh, good idea. So really, Michael was the brainchild behind that.
Oh my God, I love this.
Yes. Michael was the one who had the idea. And I was like, oh, okay. So then we fleshed it out. Giselle and I fleshed it out as to what that would actually look like. And we decided that a pizza delivery would be the best way. And that the best person to use would obviously be Robin, because just Karen can't stand Robin. So why not just throw Robin into the fire? It just made perfect sense in the time. It was great.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love that it was Michael.
Oh yeah, it was Michael. Yeah, I can't even take credit for that, though I do.
What did you find?
No one answered the door. However, when we asked Karen the next day, did she get any pizza? Karen said no.
Smoking gun.
I know. I was like, there was someone in the house, though. There were lights on, but no one came to the door. And yes, Karen, I think it was Giselle who was like, Karen, did you get any pizza or anything? Like, did you have pizza last night? And Karen said, no. And we looked at each other like, oh, girl, that's so telling.
I'm already excited for the reunion.
I know. I know.
It should be interesting.
You mentioned Karen, so we have to talk about it. Number one, this pizza delivery. How did that happen? You're the one delivering the pizza, right?
Yes. Yes, right. How did I? So this was all Giselle and Ashley's idea. Like, they swore up and down that Karen didn't live in that house. And I'm like, okay, I don't, like, why do you think that? That doesn't make sense. Like, who would just, like, get a house and stage it and not live there? Like, it just, I'm like, okay, I'm along for the ride, though. So they're like, you know, we got to do a stakeout. We got to go, you know, roll up and spy and see if she's there. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, look, I don't quite agree with what they're saying, like, that she doesn't live there, but I'm like, yeah, I'll roll with you. I'll see what happens. Now, how I became the delivery man.
I was going to say, but you're the culprit.
Right. How I became the delivery man, I do not know. But you know what? Like, honestly, like, I just like to laugh and have fun and be silly and goofy. And I looked at it as just, like, a fun moment. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Like, she answers the door, and I'm like, here's your pizza.
Right, right.
You know?
Because, right.
It could be, like, you know, she sees me dressed in a mustache and a beard, and she gets a kick out of it, or she's like yelling at me and calling me all types of names. Like,
right.
At this
point, but
that's
happened before.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know, I mean, cause, so even like with the wig thing, when we stole her wig,
right?
I was scared she was going to be livid. It was like, oh, I'm like, oh my God, she's going to be so mad. Then we went in her stuff and Ashley put her wig on, but like, she got the biggest kick out of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, thank God. But so it was one of those situations. Like, I was really hoping she would answer the door and just get a kick out of me, the pizza delivery man.
And then definitively, do you think Karen lives there now after that?
I do. I thought she lived there before, and I think she lives there now.
So still unclear, was Karen there? Was she not?
But you're saying we're going to get a definitive answer at the reunion?
No, but there's going to be more information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next week on The Real Housewives of Potomac Reunion.
Is Chris coming out here?
He is.
So we can all check out his package.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to see the brown deck tonight.
Couple things, and this isn't shade.
So it's going to be shade. I'm ready.
If Sherman wanted to get back together, would you be
able to? He wants to get back together.
He does. Yeah.
She's not a housewife, she's a house daughter.
And you're a house troller.
She doesn't control me.
You follow her around like a little puppy. You should be sitting on her lap right now.
Good night.
It's daytime, girl.
You must be weary. Go to bed.
Oh, my God. No.
Ashley, it seemed like he was giving you an out from the marriage.
Man, I can't even see when it's plainly in front of me.
Somebody actually said you lost the pregnancy because you're an alcoholic. And that was very hurtful.
I'm sorry.
So, do you live there? Great Falls with Karen.
I'm about to let you know what I do know about you.
Because you have business issues too, Michael.
Come on, Greg.
Did you like hire a private eye?
Absolutely.
You weirdo.
You said all types of stuff about Giselle and Robin.
Ashley, if you are not talking about people, you are not breathing.
I don't need to bring another woman on the show to ruffle your feathers. I can wake up and breathe and do that.
You have not been a very good friend, Giselle. You do not allow me to be.
You lie, plain and simple.
I do not lie. You don't know, okay? You just cared about being messy.
It's too soon.
How can I fully, like, care about Karen when I don't know who Karen is today?
You don't know.
But you want the strongest woman I have.
But I'm dead.
Okay. I don't want to diminish what Karen is upset about because I don't know why she's crying. But I feel like given the back of that dress, she was planning a walk off when she chose it.
You know, I thought that when she was walking because it is beautiful.
Yeah.
It moves beautifully.
It moves beautiful. A nice chiffon.
Yes, yes. I will say I shared a wall with Karen's dressing room. I could like hear through the walls the sobbing.
Oh,
it was crazy. Like she was very, very, very upset.
Well, again, I am not happy she was upset, but what a dress to do it in.
In general, I think this is maybe the best dress reunion. I think they all looked amazing. Yeah. Robin looked amazing in that purple. I really like Candace's outfit. She's mm-hmm. like my favorite, actually.
Oh. Giselle's is the one that sticks out to me the most because it's like the beautiful green.
Right. And she was like, I have these. She told me before she put them on, she's like, I have these earrings and they're going to make the look. And then they did. But then she came back from break and didn't have her earrings on. And then they had to like stop everything because she was like, oh no, I don't have my earrings.
Yeah, because what do they call that? The person on movie sets?
Oh, it's like the, not a fact checker, but like a,
No. Wow, what kind of movie set?
To be clear, Emily Exton just said fluffer, which is not the term.
No, it's the person to make sure if it's in one scene, it looks the exact same. Continuity. Continuity.
Yes, yes. Yes. Someone was not on the continuity
yeah.
train. But she got him back.
Great.
But it was a very, very intense day. Yeah, a lot of tears. And a lot of stuff happening backstage that I hope that they use.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll see. Tune into that Sundays at 8 p.m.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant eraser foundation.
Should we talk about the Shaws of Sunset premiere?
Oh, my God. I, like, forgot that we were going to be talking about that. We watched this a couple weeks ago, and I've literally been, like, dying to talk about it.
It was so good. Okay, first of all, Trip on the first episode.
This should be standard.
Yes. Chef's kiss.
Who do I need to tell that this needs to happen for every show?
Yes.
Trip, right away.
Right away.
And then just bring the new person in.
Totally.
Do it.
I also didn't mind, brace yourselves, the absence of Asa.
No. Nicole is like an Asa stan.
I stan Asa.
I think that no matter if you like her or not, she changed the energy. MJ really did not like her. Gigi had her issues with Asa, and it just changed the vibe. And now that she's gone, I feel like they are having so much more fun.
That's true.
And there's not this negativity
in the
air. She
was also heavily pregnant. So
yes.
It's like your energy is going to be
yeah. Like, give her a break.
Yeah.
She was tired.
Literally another person inside of her sucking her energy.
I think for me, though, the highlight of this episode was the introduction of Nima.
Yes.
Mm. I feel like this is the best introduction to someone new we've ever seen.
Absolutely.
I mean, right off the bat, you're getting prepared to cheat on his live-in girlfriend of a year.
Yep. Year and a half.
Year and a half. Excuse me.
Who picked him up when he was in pieces after his divorce.
Exactly.
Let's just remember that this is this,
like,
person.
He saw Gigi. And by the way, the fact that he's attracted to Gigi, I feel like that gives insight. Because Gigi, like, I think she attracts a darker kind of guy. Like,
oh.
She has a knife collection.
Oh, I see
what
you're saying.
She's very
intense.
Her emotions are always, yes, intense. Thank you, Nicole.
Intense, attracted to intense.
Maybe.
Mm.
You have this slightly incestuous factor.
I think it's cool that you're like open minded to Mike, but if you guys date, I'm gonna ride his ass into the sunset.
What do you mean?
Hard.
Nima and Mona, huh? Are they really brothers? Sure. Like, I don't know. It's just weird.
You gotta loosen up a little bit.
All right. All right.
Are you getting the hot tub?
Maybe.
This is a tearaway.
I know. I, like, don't know what to say to that because I was watching it and I was like, ooh.
Okay, so me and our colleague Crystal were talking about it. And she said, but, like, you don't actually think that
anything
there's
happened.
Anything there. And I said, no, but at the same time, they didn't grow up together. So
no.
They said, no. I'm not saying they should, but I'm saying it makes sense that you separated as small children. You come back when you're both attractive adults. Rachel's just shaking.
But did
her.
You no. think that before Destiny said something? Because I didn't even think.
Yes.
Of that. Really?
But I have to say, anytime siblings are close, it gives me a weird vibe.
Mm.
If you don't dislike your sibling, I assume
a
something
bit.
Is happening.
We like each other too much.
Yeah.
Right.
But wait, Crystal said, she brought up a good point. She was like, it wasn't even the fact that he had something on his face and asked his sister to get it. It's the fact that she said, there's people here. Like, what does that mean?
Otherwise, I'd lick it off your face.
Oh.
You know what it reminds me of? Is it the Friends episode?
Yes. Well, Rachel's dating that guy.
Yes.
Danny.
And he's like, and then the moment that really crosses the line, he's like, hold on, sis, keep the water hot for me.
She goes, Danny, the water's hot.
Yeah. The water's getting cold. Back to the intense thing. Nima, it reminded me when he said,
there have been two women in my life that have had a power over me. The first girl was my ex-wife. Golnessa is the second girl I have ever come across in my life where I see her and my rational thought goes out the door.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's crazy is when you find out he has a girlfriend, it's like, wait, what?
Are you just forgetting about your girlfriend?
I have a girlfriend I'm dating, but I'm not sure how
girlfriend
that's going
to go. Girlfriend I'm dating or a girl I'm dating?
Girlfriend. Oh. Erica is my girlfriend of about a year and a half. It's not always perfect, but she was there as a friend while I was going through my divorce. And then when I was ready to date someone, it was just natural to be with her. But I never had that important time of, like, being single.
And usually that would make me dislike him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, well, it was at the beginning and the end of the episode.
Again, genius move.
Yes, yeah. Genius move. When he says to Gigi, you know I'm going to kiss you right now. I was like, kiss him, kiss him.
How she doesn't kiss him, I don't know.
Because he was so charming.
I know. I literally said to Megan earlier, I was like, if Nima comes in, could I make sure that I interview him too?
I will take this one for the team.
Yeah, he's like a very, very charming person.
Yeah.
A plus there.
For sure.
I can't wait to see how this friendly dinner goes.
Right. What did you think of Mike and Nima's sister, Mona?
It bugs me that he likes to be so catered to.
Right. It bugs me that he is also... Okay, I know people think that there's a negative connotation to this word. I personally don't think there is. A little materialistic.
Uh-huh.
He likes nice things, but hates the fact that she also wants
nice things.
Yes, and was like,
you need to find yourself a multi-gazillionaire with everything that you want.
What do you mean? I travel all the time now and I pay for everything myself.
Yeah, but you want your kids to be in Europe in the summer. You want like homeschooling. You need to marry a very, very, very rich man. And you probably will because you're stunning and you're going to find a guy who's going to be very wealthy, who's going to want to give you everything you want.
Well, who says she can't, first of all?
And she did say that. She's like, I travel on my own. I do what I need to do. And he just was like going off.
Well, that's why I don't know if the stars have aligned for these two.
Because I feel like
she is too independent for Mike.
I do have to say, I need answers as it pertains to why Gigi and Shalom are getting divorced. Like, real concrete answers. I feel like she skirted around it a little.
She was like,
just want him to sign the papers and, you know.
But it's like, how A to Z, a lot of letters are in between.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I need to know.
I feel like maybe we'll find out a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it right now, shipping Nima and Gigi.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Me too.
Except I want to date Nima.
Right.
So if that doesn't work out and he comes into the office and we end up eloping, I'm just saying I'm shipping that as well.
If Nima comes in the office, maybe don't bring up that you have bugs in your apartment.
Okay. Those of you who follow my Instagram, so the real fans out there, may have seen my story of this giant water bug.
That was an animal.
It was an animal in my house last night that it took my roommate 2 hours and then me another hour to kill.
So Rachel decided to regale me with this story this morning on the elevator when we were on there alone with Seth Meyers.
Right. I didn't realize it was him. He's taller than you would think.
Really tall.
He was also
sweaty,
was like looking down.
Just come from a run.
So Megan's like, not really answering me. And I'm like, I had this giant bug in my house last night. It was awful. So now Seth Meyers thinks that I
am dirty.
You know what? They're as clean as your house.
Okay.
Anyway, so I won't bring that up. Nima, if you're listening, disregard.
Yes.
But you talked to MJ and Reza this week, and I will say I wasn't able to be in it because I was on a call, but on the call, I could hear the uproarious laughter coming from this room.
It was a time. It got so inappropriate, so fast, and it didn't stop. Here's that. We are here with Reza from Shaws of Sunset. Your partner in crime, MJ, somewhere in the building. She's lost her.
She is in the building, girl. She's here.
So she may join, she may not, but if not, it's cool. You're here.
It's all good. I'm going to hold it down.
Season 7, I watched episode 1. Amazing.
Thank you.
So fun out of the gate.
Thank you so much. It was a crazy season. Like, everything happened. Marriage, death. House building, new friends, hookups, Las Vegas. I mean, it was off the charts this year.
And I really like the addition of Nima. I feel like right away he fit in, even though he was ready to cheat on his girlfriend off the bat.
Super aggro on the Gigi tip, like, because I love Gigi, but I look at her as like a crazy bitch. Like, who is with her, right?
Right.
And here he comes, like, super eager and thirsty and is, like, wanting to jump my friend. And then cut to, like, I'm encouraging it. I'm trying to help him, give him pointers. And then it's like, but I have a girlfriend. I'm like, what? Like,
that he lives with.
Yes, that he lives with. So it's crazy and works for him. So I don't, that's some new swag that you got a bitch at home and you're f-ing with some other bitch and it's, people might see it. Like,
all right.
I don't know. That's some pimp right there.
Well, so f- marry, kill Nima Shervin or Mike.
Oof. They're so, I mean, like, I know what Mike does, so I wouldn't, I'd have to kill him.
Oh, okay.
100%. And I wouldn't, actually, no, I'd have to marry Mike. I'd have to kill Shervin, and I'd end up f***ing Nima. Absolutely.
What can you tell us about this season?
Well, I can tell you that in the history of Las Vegas, probably no one has ever been told to, like, turn it down a little bit. But sure enough, me and my crew are in Las Vegas. We're at Tao, and security came up to us and was like, ma'am, please leave your titties and your ass in your outfit. Like, or we're going to have to kick you out. Who has lots of titties and lots of ass, okay? And it was her bachelorette party.
Right.
So it was literally off the charts. Insane. I don't think I've ever consumed that much alcohol. I've never partied that hard at straight bars before in my whole life. Like, literally, I was looking at chicks thinking, maybe. Like,
well, this is the first time, by the way, in the first episode, MJ admits that you guys slept together.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like maybe she had admitted it before.
She has denied it plenty on other seasons, so it always left a question mark.
She has, but, you know, if you want to keep it 100, you want to know the real deal, and you want it, like, with no lube, like, wham, bam, come to me and I'll give it to you. Literally. Like I did back in the day.
In the shower.
To home bitch.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
It started in the shower. But we brought it back to the bed.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes.
So you do remember.
100%.
You both kind of were like, oh, it was a long
time. I'm trying to protect her.
Hi, guys. Hiya, Jacob. Sit. We were just talking about you guys having sex in the shower.
Okay, next subject.
Okay. Well, I did want to ask because big change. Asa's not around as much this season.
She's not.
And you, MJ, said in the, you know, premiere episode that you felt like now that she's gone, you and Reza are closer together. Why do you feel like she was keeping you guys apart?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. And I think it wasn't anyone's fault. It was just an unfortunate dynamic. I'm so open, and I'm not passive aggressive. If something bothers me, I want to talk about it. And if you try to have a friendship with someone who's closed off and secretive, then it just eventually just, you know, lands on its face.
Mm. What did you think about Asana being around?
I totally respect her decision. She's focused on her man and her baby and her business. And I don't think it was a right fit for her anymore. She didn't feel super open to the group, and she has, like, her own new smaller group now that she's about.
Mm. Is there a Shaws of Sunset group text, group chat?
Yes.
And if so, is she still
on
it?
Oh, my God.
No, of course she's not on it. And I just exited it myself yesterday or the day before.
Why?
Oh, we have literally, if you go through my phone, there's a group chat with me and, like, everyone minus what, like, and then there's the WhatsApp one. There's so many. It's really hard.
'Cause, I mean,
to keep up.
Clearly, you're going to be able to say certain things to everyone and then certain things to only certain people.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have, you know, you might have the same kind of thing going on in your phone.
Totally. Do you guys have your chats named?
No, not anymore, because then it'll just, you'll...
It's too many. Too,
then you can mistakenly send something to the wrong
chat. Well, is maybe one person you don't want on your chat, Gigi?
No, she can be on the chat.
Okay, because you did call her a in the super tease.
Yes. No, she asked her if she wanted to be a
I was offering her choice of being a
multiple choice situation.
Okay.
She gave her the Scantron and she asked her if she was going to mark
which was E on the Scantron.
Which is usually where they put
right
in E.
That's what I've noticed also.
Are we allowed to say anything we want on this show?
Sure.
Okay.
He was telling me a little bit about your bachelorette trip.
That was the first time that I blacked out from champagne. So I didn't think you get drunk from champagne.
Was it also the first time that someone at a club told you to, ma'am, keep your titties in your ass in your dress?
I think I was like putting, literally, you know what it says? The song that goes, put it on the glass. I was. And he was like, not here. Not here, bitch.
You're like, but the song.
I was like, you know what?
Like, we're in Vegas. Like, the sluttiest, whoriest, dirtiest city on the, like, in a good way.
It was night. It's Sin City, and it was night 2 of 2, and we had to go big. And you know, Reza and I go the biggest, and the rest of our friends are becoming more and more nauseatingly conservative. Mike does
but
all his stuff.
But on the down low.
Mike does on all his dirty low. Stuff behind closed doors.
I was going to say, doesn't he have like the perfect one?
Who said?
What?
You said it was beautiful.
I was just trying to make him feel okay.
It's not beautiful.
What does a man's dick look like while they're peeing anyway?
Not great.
I wasn't even looking.
No, but it's very popular.
Right.
People are very interested in his stuff. And
who gets more action, Mike or Gigi?
Oh, my God. No, poor Colnessa doesn't get action. She does?
Every trip we're on, later we find out she banged the security that was with us.
Oh, she
was that one
security
time.
Security guy.
We're not allowed to say his name, but...
Who said his name?
No, I know, but he was like 7'6" tall.
How
Which
could you not?
Which means she's not going to be able to have children. Like, he tore organs up. That's what I mean.
Got it.
Like, hello, if a 7-foot man is but like...
Inside of
you're him. Either getting pregnant immediately or he might have moved your liver.
Oh my God, remember we were saying she burped and it smelled like his semen the next day?
I'm dead. Dead.
Someone drop the mic, please.
All right, switching gears.
Golness is not a slut.
No.
We're here to slut shame Mike
we
and
don't slut
Shervin.
Only. First Got of all, it. There's no slut shaming.
Right.
It's
Get
just, it is
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah.
That's do you.
Yeah.
If I were single, I wouldn't be able to walk or sit. I'd be limping. I'd be broke. And now, like, yeah. I talk about it all the time with my friends. There's this...
I hope
there's this
is...
new medicine.
Oh, I did want to ask. Do you guys get a lot of dirty DMs on your Instagram?
I do not.
No.
I do.
But weird things still.
Do you want to see?
No, I just like women like
I love
to
you.
Share their stories. And, you know, because I share my stories.
Yes. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's showing me something. Hey, handsome, ready to...
You are such a... Do you make everybody talk about these things? I'm looking all these posters, none of which is our Shaws of Sunset.
Because we've requested and haven't gotten the new photo yet.
Good answer.
It's the true answer.
Speaking of these posters that we're looking at, yeah. I think that I would be speaking with Sonia Morgan, the topic of conversation. We just can't get away from sex.
Well, let's get away from it. Okay, you're a married lady now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tommy would not be pleased with you.
Okay. I did want to ask what his bachelor party was, but it's okay. We'll skip
Atlantic
it.
City, I wasn't invited.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for him.
He FaceTimed me a lot from it.
Oh.
It was on St. Patrick's Day, and they're all like either Italian or Irish Queens
kids. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fine. Of the group, who would you say is the most high maintenance?
Oh, I like this question very much. He's the most particular. Things have to be done a certain way. Mike is the most OCD, in a way closeted, because he doesn't want you to know that something will gross him out.
Mm.
Golnessa, in a snobby way, says things like, I don't eat white food, and everything has to be super bougie for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think anyone else...
You're pretty easygoing. Me and you are easy. Like, I am definitely very particular, but... I can roll out and just like,
yeah,
you know, be cool and casual and easy, and some of the group are we, not as easy.
Like, are we talking about a restaurant setting or a travel setting?
Oh, God forbid we plan to go somewhere to eat as a group. Then once the plan is settled, Mike's like, no, we're going here. The other one is like, no, we need to go here.
Or it needs to be geographically closest to everyone's center.
Poor Mike. His dick's falling off and he's cheap.
To be clear, do you guys like Mike?
We love. Okay. I love Mike.
Mike is my brother. A friend.
Yes.
I love Mike. The people I'm closest to are MJ. By far, MJ, and then Mike.
And Reza, if you were on the same team, would you ever date Mike?
Never.
Why?
Because I'm not attracted to Mike, and okay. I know what Mike does after hours.
If you were attracted to each other, would you marry him?
Never.
Why?
We just play it. I would kill all of them.
You said marry, kill, shag?
Yeah.
You played that?
Yeah. Okay. Just because I know.
The choices were Nima, Shervin, and Mike.
And he just said, I'll kill them all? You accepted that answer?
No, I think I would kill Shervin, marry Mike, and f*** Nima.
Oh, okay, yeah. Most high maintenance next.
Yeah. Oh, we were asking, do you feel like when you go to restaurants, and everyone knows who you are, that you have to tip more?
I want to tip more because that person is working for a living, and they're depending on their tips. So I'm sure that the few dollars, you know, that you add up on at the end of the year could add up to maybe a few thousand that you're never going to miss as mm-hmm. much as those people who will not forget that they were given a good tip. So I always do.
I have to say, watching the Jerry Seinfeld.
That's why I asked
Cars
it.
And.
Yes.
After watching that when he was with Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's like, well, you just moved the decimal and that's 20%.
Yeah. And I realized she's probably a terrible tipper.
Right.
And I'm definitely much more on the Seinfeld tip that, like, not only that, but I definitely don't want to leave a restaurant and have someone say, oh, that guy from Shaw's was here and he was so cheap. Like, that right. would be the worst insult for me. So I definitely always go overboard.
I think our parents taught us, like, on a daily basis to be charitable in to people that are in a less way. And I think that someone who's not making as much money as you, you should see that as an area to err on the side of generosity at all times.
And if someone at my table is being foul or difficult or rude to the waiter yeah. or waitress, I usually tend to try and make up for it by...
You have to do yeah. that. Wait, but tell me, fill me in on the SJB thing so she doesn't tip.
He got the bill and he was like, how much do I tip? And she goes, oh, well, you move the decimal and that's how you get 20%. And he goes, yeah, but we're Jerry Seinfeld and Sarah Jessica Parker. Do you really want people to know that we left like $10 tip?
Oh, so yeah.
And then she's like, how much do you tip? And then I think it was like $100.
He left a $100 tip, yeah.
Yeah, for right. like just coffee.
Oh, and, that's nice.
But she was like, what? Like, bitch, you had Sex in the Cities on every cable channel in every country. You have some Jerry Seinfeld money too, bitch. Yeah. Why are you so cheap?
For sure.
Well, this was a nice non-sexual related note to end on.
Okay.
So thank you guys so much for coming.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. And suck a dick.
Thank you, MJ and Reza. This interview made me laugh maybe more than any interview ever. I feel bonded to you in a way that I wasn't before. Rose and Thorn.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
What was your rose? My rose this week was, so we get more of Gina in Real Housewives of Orange County, and her accent makes me laugh so much. Because it's like very Long Island, and she said,
it's just hysterical to see this juxtaposition of this hot MILF with this like sad scooter, you know?
I think you need to know that I'm really not a shit-talker.
Oh, Gina, the cross-country mixing is making you sound Minnesotan.
I know. I mean, you listen to it. You tell me what you think.
Sad scooter. And your thorn.
My thorn was Michael in the finale of Real Housewives of Potomac. Because, first of all, he's still using that baby. He's just waving it in front of Ashley, which I think is not cool.
Not cool. Secondly, he was just getting really into the drama. Like, I call me old-fashioned.
Kill me old-fashioned.
But the husbands should stay out of the drama for the most part. He went right up to Ray and said,
Ray.
Yeah.
So, where are you living right now? No, I just. Are you living in Potomac still? Or are you living in Pitchfork?
You've been to my house. What the hell are you talking about?
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I went to that house, but that was that's a rented house, right?
That's my house. What are you talking about?
Did you buy it? I'm not sure that it makes sense why you'd be living there, that's all.
I don't give a what makes sense. What are you talking about?
Dude, I just want to know. Is everything
Michael, right? Just get the hell out of here. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
What are you doing? If you're going to do it, be a little
at least be
more
like, how's it going? What's
it?
Going on? Do you live in your house?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I thought it was a little abrupt. So, but I will say he stirs some stuff up at the reunion.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
What was
your rose?
My rose is that Karen's fragrance is called La Dame. And that she was like, producers were like, when is it coming out? And she was like, soon, sometime. I'm not giving you a date. And it just made me really happy. My thorn is the dick pic.
Yes. But wait, was he really taking a dick pic?
I think
all you saw, like, it didn't.
All you saw was him opening up his pants.
He wasn't
the camera down there.
I felt, this is what I thought might have happened, but I could be wrong. I think he was just adjusting his pants, holding a phone, and Hannah goes, what's happening in here? And then Colin makes that joke.
Oh, you think that's what it was?
But I could be, maybe,
I wish I would have seen this episode
before.
Because
why wouldn't they have shown him actually taking a photo of his junk?
I think he was just being super flirty with her and like messing around.
Yes, I mean, the flirtiness is my thorn, probably.
Right. I feel like if Brooke was mad before watching these episodes,
not going to be great.
No. So, yeah, that's my thorn. Because I think maybe the wool might have been pulled over my eyes a little bit by Joao. But what are your roses and thorns? Tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag RoseAndThorn, hashtag BravoDailyDish. Might as well throw that one in, too.
Oh, and leave us a review. We got a new one.
Oh. Rachel is so great.
You wish. Tiki Mama JK wrote, Megan and Rachel are awesome. My 18-year-old daughter and I always try to listen in the car together. We nod and laugh along with our Bravo besties as they break down our fave shows.
Oh, my heart. It grew 10 sizes.
I know. So sweet. So leave us a review.
Yeah, I need my heart to grow.
And you can follow me everywhere, you know.
On the street.
Oh, God.
On the bus.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
You can find me on Instagram at Suspiciously Small and me on Twitter at Rachie Robb.
And you can find me at
Geets. Bye.
Bye. With me, with the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.